Beginning the current daf, Masech the Sukkah of Zayin. We're getting on the Aleph. We're getting to the Mazda. We're getting the words of the Gemara. But Yemedena Keneged Rosh Tor. So what you do is you place it opposite where the end of the row, when it ends at a diagonal, that's where you place this tefach of a wall, which is on a perpendicular, which it's diagonally perpendicular to these two other walls. Now, says bothered by a question. Although similarly, the Gemara says, in such a similar case, in the first peg in Erevin, of human base, it's very small. And if you're putting it in a diagonal, so it's literally by itself alone, with all the ear space on either side, and therefore it nullifies such a small, insignificant wall. We find this if the gap is wider than 10 amas, or aslo, or the grounding, the leather lavatory seat. So why don't you say over here the same thing? It says Taisus Hacha the Tefach Mechitza. There is here where the wall, the third wall, that's a Tefach is biblical. And Behilchos the Gemara Letzalok Hamishav Sinai. So also Avir the Mevatle said there, but that's why you don't have the airspace and nullifying it simply because it's a Halacha Hamishav Sinai. Kinnik says Masda begin with the Gemara Oisli Tefach Seichik. So what you do is you make a little bit of a larger Tefach, and you put it within three Tefachim of the wall, and that helps for Lavet. Now, Tzai's bothered. He says, why does it have to be a tefach seichik? What do you mean? It could just be a small little stick within three tefachim, and that would already help for lavin. So Tzai explains, and this said you to have a reed less than three tefachim near the wall. That would not help lechashav getevach to help for this halach of tefach among us lavin, because what do you mean? With lavin, it's three tefachim. Forget about one tefach. So Tzai says, yeah, but that's not enough. The whole lekach boy tefach seichik, the reason why you need to have a larger tefach is because actually difference in rochav arba tefachim. You need to have this wall in total should be a width of four tefachim, like Rashi explained. That then it's considered the majority of the wall, which is of the minimum measurement of the sukkah, which is seven tefachim and a little bit more. Ah, so then you can have, so it's not enough to have the tefach and you have it through lavin. You need to have with the lavin and the tefach to have rav of a daifin. Moreover, because actually it says the kan mevatle avir. If it was just a stick, actually then the airspace would be mevatle. It's only with the halacha of the lamech b'sina as in the previous system, but tefach that it's not, and therefore it's not enough to have love. It has to have also be a tefach seichi. Tinnik says not to begin with the gemara ve'in the tezel b'truz pesach. Now he holds it. It's only permitted this tefach if it's for the truz of pesach. Like Tosis says, Pirsh, and he explains. Unless you make this third wall of a tefach, tzuras pesach, but they call it a kula. You make it in the form of an opening along the entire wall. Ketzer how so? Kana shalchatz tefach itzal yitz. You make a stick of a half tefach, right by connecting perpendicular to the one of the two walls. Mekana chatz tefach b'mitzar shekinegid. Then you make a stick, another half tefach, by the other end of the wall. Mekana gamim. You have a stick on top of them. The havalei kilu called different system. That's as if the whole wall is called up. That's how he held that you have to have this tefach, which has to be half and half with a tzuras pesach. Now, Tais bothered. I've got the paragraph in the Irvin, although in the first paragraph in the Yudah Alvam Beis Loibin Shiur Lekonah Shul Tzuras Pesach, it doesn't give a measurement to have the sticks when you make a tzuras pesach. Elafel Lekonah Mashrum Makan Bekonah Mashrum Makan Bekonah Gabeyan. It's enough to have just a stick on one side, stick on the other side, stick on top of them. Elish te bria only, it just has to be strong enough to love them. But Delish that it can support a door, but Bafil Delish Akashin, even the door made out of straw. So what's this shtickle that was saying over here that you have to have a chatzit tefach mekan, a chatzit tefach mekan? Kam besuk, echmir says tais besuk, they were more stringent to be in the mechitz in the cards because it has to have recognizable partitions, and therefore that's why it has to be a tefach, which is split in half, chatzit tefach, and in that format making it to a pesach. Ketunik says, Matzim, the beginning words of the Gemara, Shalehi bin Kunal, Chavir, Shalesh, Tavachim, it shouldn't have between one stick and the other one, three tefachim. As long as you do that, you'll have love, and then it's going to be kasher sukkah. Which Taisa points out, in the kribiyush, the besumach, this is not kribiyush, the Gemara brings shortly, the boy mechitz keschach, that he says that the walls have to be like the same halach keschach, has to be tzlas mir b'chamasi, more shade than sun, where although, yeah, halachically love it, it's considered as closed off wall, but you can have the sun, more sun, obviously, than shade. So obviously, this is not like kribiyush, it holds you have to have tzlas mir b'chamasi, even by the walls. Ketanek says, the master, Ted begins with the Gemara, Shabbos. We're going to close the mechitz of Shabbos. In the terrace, it's not permitted. Elba amen merubah parts. Only we have more closed off area than breached area. But the mashmah sounds like hukka parts. But if it's the same amount as the breached area, also would be forbidden. Therefore, it says, if I must like shrim hachal rapa, but the gemara could have asked from here on rapa, the amen peri come in the even that he said in the first peri even that tezvam peri parts come in muta that when the breach is the same amount as the closed off area, then it's actually permitted. But it says balavachi tezvam. But anyways, rapa is refuted over there from somewhere else. Even though Avakav the Ilkazi Kabasekid Amin Hazam, although the halach actually follows like him, like the Gemara says over there, Mishnah, the Dikin Masnin Kabasekid Amin Hazam, because the Mishnah is Meduik, like him, as the Gemara says over there. Now, but the Igus in Hacha, if the text over here is Shashabas ain't in the Teres beparas Mogum Alaymid, which sounds similar but still different, that Shabbos is not permitted when you have more breached area than closed area, well, also Shabbat, that would actually work out well because then the dig would be, but if it's parts ke'oimid, that's the same amount, actually, that it would be kosher, which is exactly like the way your papa says.